Good evening, Rabbi. Good evening. I got another interesting. This is a publication from. It's called Dir Shechabur of the Woods. I don't exactly know where it is. It's obviously somewhere in America. I think it's a brilliant summary of what we've been learning. There's an introduction on Oitzah, followed by some examples of mamash things we've discussed. You will notice some of the maskonos are slightly different than what we have discussed, but it's still very, very interesting. Buttons, speaks about cane, buttons, about tag cleaning, dry cleaners tags, speaks about contact lenses, which we didn't actually discuss, speaks about gartle, gloves, guns. I thought that might be relevant. It speaks about hat covers. Let me just see what he said about hat covers. He brings matirim. Okay. He says the same. He speaks about hearing aids, keys, labels, safety pins, slippers, watch, wheelchair, everything. So I made a few copies. You meant to pass on whoever wants. If you want, I only made a number of copies. I'm happy to print out more. I don't know whoever. If you want, I'm happy to print out more. I just didn't know exactly how many I should print out. Yeah, I'm happy to. Yeah, I think we'll need to print out some more. Yeah. Okay. I think these are two. You have given two. Is it one or two? It looks like it's two, yeah. Ah, it's a nice one, okay, yeah. Good, okay. Yeah, I'm sorry, I couldn't staple it, so I just folded the, you'll see. Yeah. Okay, so I think, how many more should I get? Okay, if you want. Say it again, bring it in. Okay. Good evening, Abba. So tonight we're going to be learning Simon Shin Base. Before I start, tonight's shiur is Le'il Nishmas Yosef Ben Tuvia Neshama Shnev Naliyah. Shin Beis, and we're up to Seif Dalet. And we'll be learning some of the Hilchas Toichein, more about Hilchas Melabein. Okay. So we're up to the top of page Pezain in our editions, Simon Shin Beis Seif Dalet. Machbeish. Machbeish is a who kli shekoyvshin boy begodim achar kvisha. This is a keli shekoyvshin boy begodim achar kvisha, which are meant for stretching the clothing. In other words, ironing the clothing after washing. Veim shtei luchos. These are two boards. One next to the other, and the clothing between them. So what it is that it is basically the old-fashioned way of ironing clothing, which I don't totally understand the way it works, but it is two boards, which is one, it's like pressing, it's two boards, there must be, have a lot of pressure, and between those two boards, you put clothing in. And that, by pressing them really, 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 really tightly together. Pardon?
Like a trouser press.
Oh, yes. Very good. Yeah, must be like that. Very good, yeah. So these are shtei luchos zelzev abgodim b'neihem. And that pressure, that squeezing, makes the clothing straight and tidy. This is called a machbeish. Now, this machbeish shel balabais, if it's a privately owned machbeish, matirin oisoy, he had to unloose it, to loosen it and undo it. Litoil mimenu, to take from it a begodim, clothing, etzoich Shabbos. So you pressed it already. You put it in on Thursday. You put it in on Friday. You put it in a few days ago. Now to undo it on Shabbos, that if it's a machbeish shel balabais, if it's a individually owned one, and you need the clothes for Shabbos, you're allowed to. Veshel Uman, but if it is not, it is not a regular one, it's an expert one, an Uman one, also then you're not allowed to undo it. So if it's a privately owned one, the one you have in your bedroom in the back, yes, those you're allowed to undo. However, if it's more of a sophisticated one, it's Uman, then it's going to be us also. It's a Veshel Uman also. Why is the Uman one also to undo? Mipnei, because Shutochu Bechoska, it is very strongly attached. It is very strongly tight. It's very, very tight. And to undo that, v'atroso doimel estira, by undoing it, you are making a significant change, which is comparable to stira, to the melacha of stira, to undoing, to breaking things apart. This is an element, this is a stira. You are doing melacha of stira over here, because you're undoing it. It was a whole expert kind of press. And now by undoing it, it's becoming all loose. It's like coming apart. And therefore, you're over on stira. If it's a privately owned one, not so much. It's all thing is more haphazard. The whole thing is more loose. And to undo the press will be therefore, if it's a privately owned one, less sophisticated, it's going to be more to on Shabbos. Yeah, that's with regards to the machbesh, the press. Interesting. You're just, so it comes out. So I wonder now, based on that, what would you say with the halacha on the, on the trousers press.
Well, you, of course, you can't put it in there on
Shabbos,
but
yeah,
to take it out.
It could be that. It's almost the same.
Sophisticated,
is it?
The only difference now is you've got heat.
Yes, obviously we're talking about without the heat.
Without the heat, you've done the heat and it's turned off.
And all you're doing is you're undoing it and taking it off. L'chayra, yeah, I'm almost here. Although I don't exactly know, but Pasha should be mutter based on what you're saying now. Pasha should be mutter. Right. Sifei speaks about a chaluk lacha kvisa. Chaluk is an undergarment. Chaluk acha lacha kvisa. A chaluk which is undergarment lacha kvisa. After washing it, umiskashe, it gets a little bit hard. After washing undergarment, it gets a little bit hard. It's not mamash soft. Umiskashe, it gets hard. Umeshavshevin oisa biodam le'rachagoy. What is commonly done to slightly harden underwear, once it's fresh and clean, you would like to, you with your hands, meshavshev, and you rub it to make it a bit softer. So choluk, I'm starting from the beginning of Sifei, choluk, undergarment, le'acha kvis, after washing it, humiskashe, it gets hard, naturally so, meshavshevin oisoi biodaim, you rub it with your hands, le'rachachoi, to make it soft. Motala associated with Shabbos, you're allowed to do so on Shabbos, to rub it, to make it a bit softer, you're allowed to do so on Shabbos. Why? Because all you're doing is you're making it soft. All you're doing is to soften it a little bit, and therefore it's permitted. There's nothing wrong with making a slightly hardened material to make that a little bit softer. Nothing wrong with it, really. Aval, but a suda is also a suda is a external covering. It's actually the for the head, something which covers the head. And that, if you're making that, if you're rubbing that on Shabbos, that will be also why. Because you're not, if you're rubbing it, not only you're intending to make it soft, that's not your primary intention. Rather, as well as that, you also have another intention, and that is, you want to scrub it clean a bit. Because it's external, remember. And by scrubbing it, you want to make it that more little bit clean. It's external. So it's not like the choluk, the undergarment. And therefore you're over melaben. We're entering now again the area of meleches melaben. Melaben is loshon lavan, white. Anything that is making clothing cleaner, not just lavan, white, but anything that you're making the clothing cleaner is a meleches melaben. Here also, you're making that soda by rubbing it, and you're removing any potential dirt which may be on it. And that is therefore melacha melaben. If you have your undergarment, which you're just rubbing to make it a bit softer, you don't really care about the potential dirt which is on it. That's not really what you're doing, because you're trying to make it soft. But what you are doing with the suda, which is the head covering, which is externally very visible, there if you're rubbing it, your intention deep down is something very different. And you're trying to get rid of the dirt which may still be on it. And that's why it's also, it's melacha melaben. Hagad Rama adds with koivin, proper hats, v'shar klei pishn, anything which is made out of linen, dinon kusuda is also is like a suda which you're not allowed to rub. So the point being, everything which is external, rubbing clothing is also, if you are attempting and you are inevitably removing dirt, that's going to be also. Right, that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. Mishnah Berurah of Kotten Chov Dalet adds over here, makpid al libunoi, because what you're doing is you're makpid, you're careful al libunoi, making it white, you're cleansing it, you're making it whiter, veziuroi, shall suda yoisim kusoynes, and you're more careful on the suda more than on the undergarments. The shomer brino the enemy is chavin in the when it comes to undergarments, you're only trying to make it soft, you're not trying to clean it. Yeah, what happens if you've got an undergarment and really you don't care about it being soft, but you're really, it's bothering you the fact that it's still a stain on it, and you're just trying to rub it clean to, that's really what you're doing, but of course, it's going to be us, although it's undergone. That's what the Mishnah Berurah adds to it. It's his last few words within this Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Chav Dalet. Menira, and it appears she mischavan b'cholok netzach tzachoy. If you're intending to clean this undergarment to make it clean, that's what you're trying to rub. That's what you're doing for also. It will be prohibited. Kmoi besuda like by esuda. Say vav. Teach shalei ragle. That's yeah.
Someone got like dandruff on an outer
rag. Yes, the answer is yes. Because this is not, it's a bit comparable to what we learned. The feather is something which is al gabov, it's on the garment, and it is not in it, it's on, and therefore it's mutter. More on that in Shem as we go along, but the answer is yes, it's mutter. Tit shal ragloi. Now this is talking about mud. And that's very interesting because we'll be discussing in this Siv Galocha, what happens if you've got mud on the shoes, if you're allowed to scrape off mud. Let's say it was a very muddy day and you got into the rain and your shoes got very muddy and dirty and you'd like to clean them out before you enter your own house. You know, to do that or not. So that will be discussed here. Tich al raglo, if you've got mud which is on your feet, oil, minolov, or similarly also if it's on your shoes. So whether your shoes got muddy or your feet got muddy, mekan choy bakoysel, you're allowed to wipe off the mud which is on your feet or on your shoes. You're allowed to wipe them off back coastal on the wall. You take your shoe or your foot and you're rubbing it onto the wall to get rid of the mud. You're allowed to. Avaloi bekarka. But it's also to do so bekarka on the ground. If you've got mud on your shoes and you've got before you walk into your house, there's a karka, there's ground, there's earth. There you're allowed to wipe it off, kind of getting rid of the mud. You won't be allowed to do that. On the wall, you're allowed to do that. Why? Dilma osila shvuye gumos. It is a gzeira de rabbonon of shvuye gumos. We've mentioned it in a few places. The gzeira of shvuye gumos is chachomim aset. We're not allowed to make holes to fix holes, to fill holes on Shabbos. Because remember, we are very blessed nowadays. We have earthen floors and we have tiles, and our floors are not made out of earth. But in our grandparents' generation, the houses, and certainly outside, was all earth. It wasn't concrete. So everything was earth. And there was no even stones. So now, there was a chashash that you'd, whenever they came to, there's a gzeira of the shvuye gumos, that you're allowed to do things on the floor, because you'd easily end up filling potential holes. There would be holes on the floor in the earth. And chachamim were concerned you're going to end up filling the holes on the floor to make the earth smooth and even. And that's also. So chachamim here also said, if you've got earth on your shoes, what you're not allowed to do, don't wipe off the shoe on the earth. Because although it's true that your intention really is to get rid of the earth, but we are concerned that by doing that, what you're actually going to end up doing is going to fill the holes on the earth. You're going to fill them with the mud or the earth. And Chachomim were concerned about Dilma Shvuye Gumos. So therefore, if you've got earth on your shoe, you're allowed to wipe it off on the wall, but you're not allowed to attempt to get rid of it on the earth. Yes. So, pardon? Yeah, we'll get to that in a minute. Mishnah Berurah is going to mention it. We'll get to that in a minute. So, avaloi bekarka, dilma osila shvuye gumos. V'yesh mishoim oisav bekos. And some say, no, one second here. Even on the wall, it's also. Not only you're not to do it on the earth, but even on the wall, you're not to remove the earth and the mud. You're not allowed to get rid of it from on the wall either. The Rama adds, and some say not only the wall is beseder, but the earth is beseder too. So we've got machlokes on both extremes. Some aser everything, wall and earth, and some amatir everything, wall and earth. V'uadin demutter la'asiru b'me'at cheres, Aroy Letalte, the Rama says, not only that it's mutter with earth and with wool, but it's also mutter to remove, you've got me'at cheres, if you've got a bit of broken, or maybe not necessarily broken, if you've got a bit of cheres, a bit of earthenware, which is sharp and useful for that. If you've got a bit of cheres, a bit of earthenware, which is easy to remove the earth on your shoes, on your feet, you're allowed to do that as long as it is roi letalta, it's not mukhtza. So say, for instance, something which is specifically, as you've got a certain china piece which is specifically designated for removing the earth on your shoes, you're allowed to use it. It's not mukhtza. So as long as it's not mukhtza, you're allowed to use a bit of a sharp piece to remove the earth on your shoes. Let us see what the Mishnah Berurah mentions over here in Tzivkot and Chavav. I'm skipping two lines in Mishnah Berurah Tzivkot and Chavav. Mishnah Berurah Tzivkot and Chavav. In two lines into it, he brings a taz. Because of a taz, Lefize, ha'ot yesh bechotzer shlifnei pischa bataknesius halakaka bazel echot, where you will find in front of the shul courtyard. In front of shul courtyard, in front of the entrances of the shul, you will find ala kaka on the ground, a bazel echot, a metal piece, vuchad, and it is sharp, lemalo on top, in the entrances to the shuls, v'sham, and there mekanchem aminolem, and there you will wipe off the dirty shoes, which got dirty as you walk to shul, koydim sheikones beveis haknesis, before you enter into shul. Also, lasso is ken b'shabbos. You're not allowed to use a sharp piece, which is in the entrance of the shul, and to wipe off the mud which is on the shoes. You're not allowed to do that. The zeh doy melegav asakin, because this is similar to the aloch that we're learning now, without the sharp thing which is trying. You're not allowed to do that. It's on the earth. Also, lekula alma, that would be also according to all opinions. So we're learning that this also will be also. That's all part of potentially the koisel or the karka, which Chachomim asked to scrape off earth or mud which is on the shoe. And the Mishnah Berurah brings in the name of the Taz that this will be also. It's true that the Mishnah Berurah does bring brings opinions from Shamu Mekel, but he brings the Taz at this point that in the courtyard of the shul, if you've got a sharp item which is scraping off the mud from that, that will be also based on what we're learning based on the Shulchan Aruch over here. Now the Mishnah Berurah wants to understand in Sifkot and Chav Zayin. I do understand why the Ashvui Gumos is also. I hear that because so let's break this down. The Ashvui Gumos Gzeri, I understand to take the shoe and take off the mud which is on it on the earth. I understand it because of a separate Gzeri of Ashvui Gumos. I hear that. But we see that the Shulchan Aruch brings an opinion that even on the wall you're not allowed to take it off. Why is that? Why is it also on the wall? Certainly there's no Ashvui Gumos there. Why is it also on the wall? So the Mishnah Berurah expensive cotton Chav Zayin as follows. After Koisel, why do those who ask on the wall say that it's also on the wall as well? Shalavonim, if it's made out of bricks, a stone wall, Mishum de Mechze Kemoisiv al Abinyin Mechaskoy, because it appears by adding earth onto the wall, where it looks like you're adding to the building. I don't know why mud is going to make this, the building stronger. I don't know. But it's a commercial ability to the general, to the person, to the outstander, to the bystander. He's going to look at it. Go, oh, what is it doing over here? Why is he scraping off the mud on the wall? He probably wants to, it's probably new layer of mortar. He's trying to make it a bit strong over here. And in Mechaskes says, oh, if he's doing it, then I'm going to come tomorrow with proper, next Shabbos, I'm going to come with proper cement, and I'm going to do that as well. So at the Gzeira, you're not allowed to, it sounds a little bit hard to understand maybe, but you're not allowed to take the mud of your shoes, you're not allowed to scrape it off onto the wall, because of Nirek Moisif, על הבניין ומחסקוי ולדידי אין מקנחל בקוירו על גבי 11 ועדין דשור בקויסל של עץ. He says, therefore, that will only be also if it's a brick wall, if it's a wall made out of wood, for instance, there is someone applied because there's no mortar, there's no cement because it's a wooden wall, and therefore it's going to be mutter, according to this opinion. But Rabbi said, we have got over here an opinion, it's the Shulchan Aruch's opinion, that you're not to scrape off the mud on your shoes, not on the earth, because of Mashve Gumois, and not on the wall, because of Nirek Moisif al Abinyan. These are the opinions of Shulchan Aruch, and we're going to see in a minute that the Ramo is Choylik. Yes. But this is no. So this the Mogna, the Taz says that since it is Bechotza Beis HaKnesses, it's the entrance of the Beis HaKnesses, he holds that it's on the floor, on the ground. So it's true, it's made out of metal, but there is that metal designated piece which is attached firmly onto the ground, and therefore it is part of the Shvu Gumos Gzeira. Now the truth is that there is going to be another reason why the Taz is right, and that's going to be the next Seif. We're going to see the Meiser. There's another problem, and a very substantial problem, well beyond what we mentioned that, well beyond Ashvei Gumis, which is also so. Even without the Ashvei Gumis, there's going to be also. We'll see that shortly. Next Seif, Metz Hashem. Yes, I hear that. Yeah, we would have heard it better next Seif. Yeah, I hear that. Point taken. Point taken. Yeah. Now the. Halach leMaisa, we're going to the Mishnebura pasuk and Sifkot and Chof Ches in the Lenin Halacha. You see, I'm skipping a few lines. Hataz Kosav the Mid Rabboni Shlismuch al Mekil Muta Bishneim. Halach leMaisa, Rabbi said we can calm down because both Tashvu Gumes Gzeira and the Wall Gzeira are Mid Rabbonon, and the Mishnebura confidently is Matir. Don't worry about it. If you've got mud on the shoes, you're allowed to both use the wall and you're allowed to use the floor because it's medrabon, chachov, and since there's machloikas about it, the Ramo is mate, Mishnebura confidently paskens lehetera in linear approach, so that's fine. Yes?
Please, what about the edge of the curve?
Oh, so the edge of the curve, as far as we discuss now, it is muta, but a disclaimer will be coming in Sif Zayin, so we're going to see short a little bit more on that. Yeah, but as far as we've learned, what we've learned now, it should be muta. Now, Sif Zayin goes now onto the next topics. It's strongly connected, but the slide in the next topic, which is as follows: Tit Shal Bigdoy. We've got now Tit Mud Shal Bigdoy on garments. They've moved up from the shoe. Okay, the shoe. We understand. All right. Okay. Now, what happens if you've got mud on your garment? Tit Shal Bigdoy. Sif Zayin. You're allowed to rub it from the inside. So if the mud is on the outside of the suit, of the garment, you're allowed to rub it from the inside, to get rid of it from the inside. So not actually taking it off externally where it is, from the inside. Yeah. You're allowed to get rid of it from the inside. Then it's not clear by rubbing it off from the inside, it's not evident that you're doing an action of melabein, of cleaning it, because all you're doing really is you're rubbing it from the inside, so it's mutter. Avoloi bachutz. But the mud, to scrape off the mud from the outside, from externally, that would be also the dami kemelabein. Right. So we're learning now what's really what the Shulchan Aruch is telling us is the Issa and the Heter. The Issa is mud on the garment. Shulchan Aruch is teaching us here to take off mud from a garment to where I'm showing now by scraping off mud or dirt externally on the external layer of the garment. That is ke melabein. That is domi le melabein. You're cleaning the clothes. Meleches melabein. We learned that melaben is not only by washing something, kibbutz, and making be'emes, removing the dirt through hot water and scrubbing it off. Not only that is melaben, but here we're learning that actually melaben is also removing a layer of dirt, which is firmly sticking onto the garment. Removing that is kemelaben. It's melaben. So it could be the garment is black. Could be it's navy, could be it's any color, but by taking off like this the dirt from the garment, it's kemelabe. Interestingly, Shurnoch does say that that's only if it's externally. But if you are doing it from the inside, you have meshavshi, you're rubbing it from the inside, and thereby the dirt is falling off from the out, on the outside, that is mutter. And really, the question is really, why is it mutter? But Shulchan Aruch says, starts off, tichal bigdoy, mud, which is on the garment, meshav shefoim bibifnim, you're allowed to wrap it, bibifnim from the inside, and it's going to come off. V'loi moch mel tzalach zu kemelaben, that's not considered kemelaben. But not from the outside to domekel lemelaben, because that's melaben. Umegarloi betzipoiren, you're allowed to take it off with your nail, betzipoiren. V'yesh mefor Hashem, and some say everything we've learned until now, hanemile belach, that is only if it's wet dirt. Aval yovesh, but if it is dried out altogether, also it's going to be also to have a toichen, because besides the fact you're doing melaben, you're doing toichen as well. So everything we said now, you'd have to remove it from the inside. That, says Shulchan, some say that's only if it was something wet, then you can like scrape it off from the. But if it's. Pardon?
Doing it for the inside, don't work.
Yeah. I hear. So Lemaisi says that if it is however dry, also, because then it's also, because then even if it's you're doing it from the inside, or you're doing never mind melaben, you're actually doing toichen as well. More to that to follow, Mitchell. We'll explain a little bit more tomorrow, Be'ezer Hashem. We'll go into greater detail tomorrow, so we'll leave that open a little bit. Tonight we learned about the machbesh, the stretcher, this press that people use as an iron. So that we said that to dismantle it, if it's a personalized one in your bedroom, it's okay. If it's a more expert one, then it's going to be also because it's like stira, to undo it on Shabbos. We talked about the undergarment by making it soft, it's mutter, because you're only trying to make it soft. If it's something that you're wearing externally, it's going to be also because what you're really doing is you're doing a melaben. We learned about the tit shal ragloid is two potential gzeiros, and I'm emphasizing potential gzeiros. One is the ashvui gumois one, which if it's on the earth, nire kemoisif alabenin is if it's on the wall. That's how the Shulchan Aruch passed. If the Rama is mati on both of them, and the Mishnah is okay to be maker. Then we started speaking about tich al bigdoy. We said if you're allowed to clean, to rub it from the inside. However, the Shulchan Aruch finishes off that if it's dry, you've got to watch it because it may be toichen. More on that tomorrow, Be'ezer Hashem.